Hey, it's Tracy here. In this episode, Dan and I talk all about implementation, the unsung hero of innovation. We think you'll like this podcast because we cover some implementation best practices that we've seen work, which will enable you to ensure that your great ideas translate into creating real change for the people you support. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to the Innovate for Impact podcast. I'm Dan Bentley and I'm joined by my good friend, Tracy Newman. Before we get into today's episode, we'd like to start with an acknowledgement of country. So I'm up in Sydney, so I'm in the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nations, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging.
And I'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna as the custodians of the Adelaide Plains region and pay my respects to past, present and emerging as well.
Great. Hey, today what we're talking about is implementation and how implementation is the unsung hero of innovation. We're going to talk a bit about how being focused on implementation and the idea will help you get more impact out of the work that you do.
Yeah, I sometimes feel like the whole implementation is the less loved cousin that really adds value to your innovation process. Like when you're having ideation sessions and everyone's falling in love with all these ideas and it always feels really exciting. And then you kind of go, excellent, you know, now it's time to bring that home and implement and create some impact. And all of a sudden you look around and everyone's left the room.
Yeah, it's so true. The idea is the sexy part, isn't it? I think it's because it gets the creative juices flowing and you're up and about and you're jamming with your colleagues and you're thinking about all these things. And the other part is not so sexy. But the thing that we want to talk about is that you need both of them because an idea that's not well implemented doesn't have an impact or it doesn't have as much of an impact as it could with that same idea being well executed and well implemented.
And I've got to say, when you actually implement something really well, that is exciting. Like that's where you get to see change. You get to see impact. You get to participate in something that really makes a positive difference and plays a part in creating a better world for all of us. So I'm going to put forward that implementation plus ideas is sexy as.
I agree. And we hear this all the time. You hear people saying, oh, look, I don't want to tell too many people about this idea because someone might steal it. Ideas these days, there's so many of them. I mean, we've now got AI where you can literally say, come up with 20 ideas to solve this problem and it'll do it for you. So the idea itself is becoming less and less valuable. And how you execute that and bring that to life, that's the bit that's the tricky bit. I was listening to a podcast the other day and the well-known Mr. Adam Grant was on the show and he was talking about how he and one of his friends both had a solution that they'd created, which was very similar to the original Facebook that Mark Zuckerberg and co sort of went on to create and turn into this huge thing that we now know as Facebook. They had the same idea and they, for different reasons, shut theirs down. And then Mark Zuckerberg with that exact same idea comes along and creates Facebook, which is, you know, a very, very successful organization. So, you know, if it was all about the idea, well, then Adam Grant and his friend, they would be the ones that made millions and billions of dollars off this platform, but they weren't because Mark Zuckerberg, he executed it the way that he did and that was the way that won. So I thought that was a really good example of how the idea is still important, don't get us wrong, but it's not all of it. The implementation is such a critical part and when we get that right, that's where we can have the biggest impact.
Absolutely. And I guess the reason why we're really excited about this podcast today is because we're actually going to give you some tips around how to go about implementation, because that's something that we invest a lot of time in and a place that we spend a lot of time, not always in a room all by ourselves. So some of the things that we know really make a difference when you're translating an idea into something that's tangible and that really creates impact is to have a process for it at an organizational level. If people need to kind of navigate their way through instead of having a roadmap that gives them the way to go about implementation, it makes a significant difference. Instead of needing to discover every step as they go, they can actually just follow that map. They can go through and understand what the criteria is, the information that they need, who needs to be involved, and actually having that really makes a positive difference for them.
Yeah, like a good example of that is organizations that have like a human-centered design process, and that process finishes at prototyping. That's all well and good, but what do you do with that once you finish? We really do need to extend those processes. And when we do that with the way that we work, our processes end with implementation. And then the last bit is deliver impact. And we do that purposely because we don't want to leave people at that point of testing. We want to get it all the way across the line. That's our job as consultants. You know, that's how the organizations we work with realize that change. So we really want to make sure that's the case. But we often don't see that in these types of processes. We often see that they do end earlier up that line. And it's more about getting the idea. And then sort of what Tracy was saying, you then left your own devices to try and work out how to fit that into the organization. And that's just really hard. And if you do make that easy for people, and you have the tools and the process is all set out, then you're going to have a lot more people that can actually carry that ball all the way across the line to outcomes. If you don't, and you kind of leave it up for everybody to navigate themselves, then you're going to have a lot of people who just don't make it all the way to the end. And I think that's why that's so critical as well in this space, is that we don't have the resources in the for-purpose space to be having projects that are just sitting in shared drives or post-it notes on people's desks or in a PowerPoint presentation somewhere. Like, if we invest the resources in creating this stuff and co-designing this stuff with people, and we've taken their time and their input, and we then don't realize those benefits, that's really, really costly. And it's a waste of the limited resources that a lot of organizations have. So it's so critical to get this bit right, because the organizations that do that are really efficient, and they're getting more done with the same amount of resources that a lot of other organizations have.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about, I guess, doing the tasks. It's also about managing the emotions that sit around the task. So having effective change management processes and really good communication across the organization, because you may do all of the things that need to be done, but if you haven't engaged people and they're not across what you're looking to do and why you're looking to do it and the importance of that change and where that change has come from and what that means for them right throughout that whole process, then sometimes you can get the go slows because people really just aren't invested. Whereas if you can use those change management principles and really harness that enthusiasm right across the organization, that definitely makes a really significant difference around bringing an idea through to execution.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that's where we do see a lot of ideas fall over in the execution phase, is where they haven't got people on board or they haven't really thought through the implications of that on all the different parts of the organization that this change is going to touch. So they will run into a dead end and then lose momentum, and then it gets stuck with somebody saying, look, I don't approve that. And then it just doesn't go anywhere from there. So yeah, echo what Tracy just said there. The people that are best at this, they really do consider the change management implications and they plan for that. And so when they're implementing, they get the right people on board, they get the right approvals, they keep moving this thing through all the way to implementation. And because they've done that, they embrace this change. Whereas when they don't do this, this can also be then seen, even if you've gone and done the right process where you've involved people at that early point, it can still be seen by other people as something that's being changed, that's been shoved down their throats. So it's a super important element to get right and one that's often forgotten about.
Absolutely. And I think one of the other things that I see that works really well is when people are very focused on what's the problem that they're looking to solve or what's the challenge that they're working through, not invested in the idea. So it's kind of that concept of being invested in what you're out to achieve versus being invested in the idea. Because sometimes when you're invested in an idea, if it's not going well, it's easy to stop. Whereas if you're really dedicated to creating impact, to, you know, making a significant change for somebody else, then that's often what keeps you going. You know, like sometimes when we have an idea and we go out and we test it with people, they don't like it. But often they'll give us some really valuable feedback that means that we can pivot our idea slightly and come up with something even better. But when we've fallen in love with that idea and we just want to see that idea implemented no matter what, then that's when we come up against that rub because it's not progressing the way that we want it to. So we've just got to have that mindset of being really dedicated to solving the problem. And then that allows us to be agile and see things through right through to, you know, when it's really making a difference.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think this starts with being clear on how are you going to evaluate this thing at the start? So don't leave that to the end, even though it might feel like that is something that happens at the end. It's really important to have those discussions at the start. Like, what does success look like around focusing on this problem or going after this particular opportunity? So what does good look like? How do we know that we've done it? How do we know that we're on the right track? Getting some of those up front will help you to keep people focused on that and not fall in love with a particular idea. And then I think as well, the other thing that's important too is that then measuring that as you go through that project and that piece of work, but also after it. You know, like I said before, we don't have the resources to be doing a piece of work and implementing it poorly. We need to get that return on that investment that we've made as an organization. So we really need to make sure that it's not just about that's done, tick the box when we get to some sort of level of implementation. We really need to keep monitoring that and having a developmental evaluation approach to that implementation to make sure that we realize those benefits properly. And we don't just move on to the next shiny idea or the next greatest thing. We really want to make sure that someone or a group of people are keeping an eye on that one, and we continue to learn and improve it as it rolls out and gets further and further implemented into our business as usual activities. So that's another one that I think is super important as well.
Oh, absolutely. Because sometimes, you know, when we're working hard on something, it can just be about like, oh, I've ticked the done box and I'm really happy to move on. Whereas when you're really comfortable and confident about, well, what does done really look like and have we achieved what we were looking to achieve here, that really makes a significant difference.
That's so true. So there you have it. There's a couple of tips around implementation and also a little bit around why implementation is so important to innovation. I guess just to give you a bit of a summary of that is that, you know, it's really important that we have a structured process that includes implementation as part of that, that it's not an afterthought. We also need to make sure we have a plan in place that enables us to get implementation all the way through and across the organization. And that also involves change management. And finally, evaluating and measuring that impact so that people are focused more on the solving the problem or going after the opportunity than they are around the idea itself. So that's it. Thanks for joining us for another podcast today, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Innovate for Impact podcast. Any links to what we spoke about today will be posted in the show notes. If you'd like to know more about social innovation, visit our website where we have a heap of tools to help you on your way. Visit impactoconsulting.com.au. Thanks for listening. Now go out there and make an impact.